The actor Andre Brower won an Emmy for his role on the brilliant 90s NBC cop drama Homicide: Life on the Streets. He's back now on a series television again with the premiere of Thief on FX, that's tonight, but he's on the other side of the law. Critic Andrew Wallenstein says that whatever elevates this crime story is the force of Andre Brower's performance.
How many gigs have we done together? 11? 12? San Francisco, the only hiccup. All the rest, DHL, the banks, Tulsa, you name it. Done right, money all around, nobody gets hurt. It's win-win. We've been good. Some might even say the best.
I don't know if it's the best, but the new Andre Brower drama Thief is a refreshing update of the usual cops and robbers caper. It seems like everywhere you look nowadays, there's something new on that subject, from the Spike Lee movie Inside Man to the NBC drama Heist. And yet, I found there's something distinctive about Thief, which gives the genre a well-deserved tweak. You see, most caper stories are all alike, one-dimensional displays of the incredible precision and calculation that goes into pulling off a big score. More often than not, these con men are slick and charming, like George Clooney in Ocean's 11. At first glance, Brower's character, Nick Atwater, might seem like Clooney rehashed. He's cunning and charismatic as the leader of a crew of thieves. Emotions don't get the best of him, as we see in this scene in which he kicks out a reckless member of his crew.
Now, anybody not down with this, want to change a pace, feel like you want to do things your way, you take your chips and bounce. Adios, because it's my way to highway. We clear?
It's not what this is about.
I'm not finished. Izzy, you're out.
But Thief pulls a few nasty tricks on Nick Atwater that elevates the story beyond the usual cat-and-mouse caper. We see him get blindsided by personal tragedy that affects his family, who know nothing of his criminal life. And some of Atwater's schemes go wrong, as in this scene, when his crew reacts to the news that they have to return money from their latest score.
Nick, I can't go home like this. I got people with their hands out as soon as I show my face. People I can't dance with anymore.
Same here.
What the hell are you talking about? You ain't got no family?
I got loan sharks.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
Nick, you always got something on the bubble.
Brower is surrounded by a strong supporting cast as this crew goes, including Malik Yoba, Yancey Arias, and Clifton Collins Jr. That they manage to hang with Brower at all is great. He is one of a handful of television actors who mesmerize regardless of the material handed to him. That said, the trouble with staffing a show centered on Brower is that the weak links in the cast fail all the more spectacularly. There are sizable subplots in Thief that are listless without him, from the crooked cop working Atwater's case to the Chinese mafia henchman out to shut him down. But Brower is in enough scenes to make this show a compelling character study. If you're up for more than just the usual snatch-and-grab story, Thief is there for the taking.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter. The show Thief premieres tonight on FX.